A person is traveling, he wants to have the best mode of transport, whether it's in a car, in the aeroplane, he'd like the best seat. Whether a person is traveling on ship, he wants the best. At his home, he wants the best home. The vehicle that he drives must be the best. His clothes, he wants to have the best. He'd like the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us such that our tabiat is such that everything we want the best. Now the thing that we did previously is that the thing that will be the most weightiest on the day of Qiyamah will be akhlaq. That thing we don't want the best. So there also we should desire that I want to have the best akhlaq. And I want to have that character that will be the best and that will be the most weightiest thing on the day of Qiyamah. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the person that is most complete in faith, most perfect in faith, is the one who has the best akhlaq. Then he says, وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. The best of you is him who is the best to his wife. Or the best of you are those that are the best to their wives. Now here we mentioned that sometimes a person can reach a very, very, very high level. There was one buzruq, a person had seen him in a dream, that he had في مقعد صدق عند ملك مقتدر. He had a very, very high maqam. So this person was a genuine seeker, genuine salik. So he said, let me go and take benefit from this pious person. So he went and he stayed in his company for some period of time. But one thing he noticed was this buzruq's wife was a terror. She had every time, everyone outside would respect him, but in the house, normally the person was a khadim making khidmat. So he'll have a little bit of exposure to what's happening in the home. So he could see that all the time she would shout him, and sometimes she would even take a stick and she'd hit him toward the stick, but he'll do nothing. He won't even react, he won't even raise his voice. So one day this murid got a bit upset. How can this woman treat this man like this, such a pious person? So she told him, this murid told this buzruq, Hazrat, that what I'll do is, if there's any mahar outstanding also for your nikah, then mahar that outstanding, I will pay it from my side. But find yourself another woman who will help you also find another woman who will treat you with much more adab, much more respect. So at this point now, to tell this murid of his, to explain to him, he said, let me tell you something. You remember the dream that you had, that you see in my maqam at such a stage? The reason Allah Pak had given me that maqam was because of the sabr I made on my wife. So this is where it can get a person treating his wife well. And on the other side, a person who doesn't treat himself, his wife well, and he doesn't realize it, that he's a zalim even on a daily basis. Inna Allah la yuhibbu zalimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't love those people that are committing oppression. And how many cases there are of ladies that are crying out, there's nobody to help them, nobody to assist them. They're not in a position themselves to go and get an attorney, a lawyer to fight and help them. But they're just sitting in that mazloom condition where they're being oppressed from left, right and center. Therefore in the final Hajjatul Wada, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised, اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَاءِ. From the many, many, many things that he could have told Sahaba and given us a message also, he could have told us many things because this was the last, towards the ending of his life. But he told them, اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. One of the things that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to your wives. فَإِنَّكُمْ أَخَذْتُمُوهُنَّ بِأَمَانَةِ اللَّهِ. You have taken these women in your hands through the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the trust of Allah. So this is amanat in your hands. It's not something that you own and you can do as you wish. But remember, this woman that has come to you is an amanat. Like how somebody is leaving a lot of money with you, wealth or something, you look after it. This is an amanat. Like that, this woman that has come in your marriage is an amanat. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَإِنَّكُمْ إِسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ that بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ that you have made them become lawful for you. You have made them lawful with the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Imam was reading that khutbah, etc., I wasn't there just for barakat. All those ayats were being read, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. All those ayats had to do with taqwa, warning us that when it comes to this contract of marriage, that be very careful how you treat your wife. So therefore, a person can go to very, very high stages, or he can cause it for himself just by mistreating his wife. And some things, ulama say, a very easy thing for a person to do is when it comes to household matters, when it comes to domestic matters, then allow her to make the decisions. That what you want to cook today, cook whatever she wants to cook. If she feels now that the curtain must be pink and mustn't be purple, then give her that choice. So all these sort of things when it comes to domestic matters, then allow her that freedom to make those decisions. The person mustn't be so rigid that this is the color what I want and this is the meal that I want and this is... So when it comes to those things, be very easy. This is part of showing akhlaq. Yes, when it comes to dini matters, when it comes to talim in the home, when it comes to the tarbiyat, when it comes to things of sin, going to places of vice, etc. There man has to be firm, there he should be firm. But when it comes to things where there's allowance and tolerance, the person should be very, very tolerant, because this is part of the akhlaq and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولْ إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدْ. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned that she heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that a believer can reach the heights of a believer can reach with his good character the stage and the maqam of a person who fasts and a person who stands in tahajjud every day. Imagine a person who's fasting every day in the heat of the sun, especially in Arabia, we know it gets very hot there. And especially in those days, there wasn't such thing as air conditions and a person traveling in luxury vehicles. A person would be fasting every day, imagine in the heat, that difficulty, that tolerance, that exertion that is required every day to fast, and every night in tahajjud, what type of exertion is required by this person? A person who has good character, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying he can reach that person who's fasting every day and standing up in tahajjud every night, just by displaying good character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this good akhlaq in our life, and showing and demonstrating to every person, every non-Muslim, every Muslim, what the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Because in reality, this is the thing that will attract people much more than our speeches and our discourses and our writings, is the akhlaq that we demonstrate. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.